Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy.
Bishop Bruce Shaw led a prayer at a church in Springfield, Massachusetts, on a cold November evening.
All these violence is going on, but we know that you're the answer, Lord Jesus.
Some of the people in the pews answered with an amen, or that's right. But the approximately 50 pastors, parishioners, and law enforcement officials were looking beyond prayer for answers to how churches can protect their members.
Tonight, we talk about the role of the security in church, and there is a biblical role for it. And Ezekiel 33 talks about us being watchmen.
That's Archbishop Timothy Paul. He's president of the Council of Churches of Western Massachusetts. Paul wants the approximately 300 churches in the council to prepare for the possibility of a gunman entering their congregations. He mentioned security measures from cameras to armed guards.
Never did I think that the church would have to engage in this kind of these measures to protect us.
A total of 32 people were gunned down by active shooters in houses of worship over the decade and a half between 2000 and 2015, according to FBI data. In November, a total of 27 people were killed in a single day by shooters while attending church services. Now, an increasing number of churches are looking into protective measures, according to Marcus Coleman.
I serve as acting director of the Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships with the Department of Homeland Security.
The department last year launched a website that compiles resources for protecting houses of worship from attacks.
We encourage faith leaders to get connected to their local emergency manager and local law enforcement official. Get trained, so we provide some trainings through our localities, including the Community Emergency Response Team training. And then the other thing we talk about is get organized.
Agencies including Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are helping out with that by hosting informational sessions around Massachusetts for the next couple of months. Church groups are considering varying levels of security measures, and clergy have different opinions about what's adequate security and what's overkill. This divide is clear when talking about armed guards and parishioners carrying weapons.
I think personally that guns don't really have a place in places of worship.
Patrick Perkins is a priest at St. Francis Episcopal Church in Holden, Massachusetts. His church recently changed its locks, but he thinks when it comes to weapons, church members should trust the police.
Their quick response is going to be a lot more beneficial than having two or three folks in the parish armed. With everything I know now, I just imagine that scenario ends probably more tragically.
But at the church security summit in Springfield, Archbishop Paul had a different take.
I'm an advocate of non-violence for guns, but I'm also an advocate for not being foolish. I think we need to make sure that we protect ourselves and our people who come to worship with us.
Whether a congregation should be armed is a matter for individual houses of worship to decide for themselves, said Aisha Brown, who said she worked security at Church on the Rock Kingdom Worship Center in Cranston, Rhode Island. What's important is thinking ahead.
We have action plans. We set up plans for, like, during offering time, like who watches the door, who greets, you know, things like that. So that way we get a perspective on who's coming into our services.
Members at some churches, including Gardner Memorial AME Zion Church in Springfield, are generally no stranger to violence. That's according to Pastor Sam Saylor. His son was murdered 5 years ago. Still, he says recent church shootings have chipped away at his congregation's feeling of security.
What is coming to our awareness now is that on the inside of the door, we're as unsafe as those on the outside of the door as well.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sean Tian in Springfield, Massachusetts.